Hello everyone, I am Dr. CJ Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 272. Let us learn today the remaining part of the biological special program of the thyroid ducts. Please keep in mind the most important aspect of it, the biological conflict linked to the thyroid ducts is a female powerless conflict and a male frontal fear conflict, depending on one's gender, laterality and hormone status. That much we learned yesterday. Dr. Hammer included the SBS of the thyroid ducts among those of the organs that follow the gullet mucosa sensitivity pattern. That means there is hypersensitivity during the conflict active phase and the epileptoid crisis and hyposensitivity in the healing phase. Now let us see the conflict active phase and the healing phase of the SBS of the thyroid ducts in detail. As in the case of all other organs and tissues derived from the ectoderm and controlled from the cerebral cortex, there is ulceration in the lining of the thyroid duct in proportion to the intensity and duration of the conflict activity. This is nature's biological purpose being served in order to widen the lumen of the duct to supply the human organism with more thyroxine, providing him with more energy to solve the conflict. Again, depending on the degree of the conflict, there will be mild to severe type of pain as a symptom. There can have an increase of the thyroxine level during the CA phase, but this is different from the hyperthyroidism occurring due to the increase of thyroxine production in thyroid gland. Here, with the thyroid ducts conflict activity, thyroxine production in the gland remain unchanged. During the first part of the healing phase or PCLA phase, cell proliferation helps to replenish the lost cells. Naturally, there will be swelling due to fluid accumulation or edema. By finding out the increased rate of cell multiplication, conventional medicine often diagnoses this condition as papillary thyroid cancer or papillary cancer. Without any change in the production of thyroxine from the thyroid gland, there can occur less thyroxine level in the blood due to the occlusion of the thyroid ducts with the swelling of the healing phase. This reduction of the thyroxine supply is not as severe as in the case of hypothyroidism due to the thyroid gland and the case of chronic reduction of the thyroxine producing cells. Due to the backup of fluid in the affected thyroid ducts and due to the absence of an external opening, a cyst can be formed in the affected duct, commonly called as cold nodule. Remember, there are hot nodules appearing during the conflict active phase of the SBS of the thyroid gland. Such thyroid cysts, if large, they are called euthyroid stroma or goiter in case of thyroid ducts. We learned earlier that with the persistent conflict activity of thyroid gland and with the continuing cell augmentation, there can also occur goiter, which is also known as a hard stroma. It is easy to differentiate thyroid cysts because they are found towards the middle or median aspect of either right or left side of the front of neck, whereas the cysts in the pharyngeal ducts are located laterally on the right or left side of the neck. With no conflict lapses, the swelling of the thyroid cyst can recede during the healing process. If the healing is hanging due to hanging conflict, the cyst can stay longer until the healing gets completed. There is a thyroglossal duct connecting the thyroid gland with the base of the tongue. Cysts can be formed in the thyroglossal ducts also during the healing phase and they are known as thyroglossal cysts. Sometimes the euthyroid stroma or thyroid cyst can rupture causing external opening of the thyroid ducts, outward emptying of the fluids, and this condition is known as a thyroid fistula. This happens due to very large water retention or syndrome occurring during the healing phase of the SBS of the thyroid ducts and due to the continuing conflict lapses and prolonged healing process. Out of the two sides, the right thyroid ducts are located more closer to the skin, and that is the reason why a thyroid fistula is always found on the right side of the neck. Here we are going to learn a very unique information from GNM. Please attend well. Inside the brain, the right thyroid ducts, where only the fistula occurs, are controlled from the left cortical hemisphere, exactly opposite the brain relay of the left thyroid ducts and the perianal ducts. With the knowledge of embryology, Dr. Hammer explains as follows. Originally, before the gullet broke open, the thyroid was an exocrine gland releasing the thyroxin into both sections of the intestine. That is, the right thyroid ducts, controlled from the left cerebral cortex, excreted thyroxin into the ingoing section of the intestine that are today's mouth, pharynx, esophagus, stomach, duodenum and small intestine in order to aid the digestion of food. The left thyroid ducts, controlled from the right cerebral cortex, excreted thyroxin into the outgoing sections of the intestine, that is today's rectum, in order to accelerate the disposal of the feces. But when the rupture of the gullet occurred, parts of the left thyroid ducts remained in the rectum. These residues are today's perianal ducts, causing perianal fistula, which we will study shortly later in details. The close nearness between the control centers of the thyroid ducts and the perianal ducts represents the rupture of the gullet on the brain level. Friends, see the amazing information GNM gives you. Conventional medicine does not have this. Learn GNM well. My best wishes. I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.